Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Chav Gimel is the topic of parks in an Eruv, some important applications to the halachos of Karpif. One of the least known set of halachos that come up in Hilchos Eruvin and is really the central topic of our Daf is the halachos of a karpef. As you recall from the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, there were many different opinions of the Tanoim, but the bottom line of all the opinions of the Tanoim is there is something called a karpef and a gina that resembles a Rishus HaRabim because it is not hukaf ladira. It is not designated for, as of now, let's define domestic purposes, and for that reason, it resembles a Rishus HaRabim, and once it resembles a Rishus HaRabim, then even if it's surrounded by mechitzos, it's going to be usher to carry inside of this karpef. Now, this issue of karpef is a serious one. It's a complex one. I have to say that until this time around of the Dafyomi in Erevin, I always found karpef extremely hard to wrap my arms around, and Be'ezer Hashem, now that I'm zoche to learn it with you again, maybe we'll be mesader some of the halachos, and Poskim have pointed out that there often, when a Reuven are constructed, the issue of karpef is sometimes ignored, because it's not germane to most of the other halachos of Eruv, and sometimes an Eruv could be constructed, and people be mistakenly carrying in the karpef. That is issue number one. But there is even a more severe issue, and that is in Simen Shin Nun Ches, Sifkaten Ayin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah points out, and this is not a machlokis, everybody agrees, that if a karpef is open up to an area that it's permissible to carry in, if the opening is more than 10 amos, then not only is the karpef aser, but it makes the entire area aser to carry in as well. Which means that midrabanan, if a karpef is constructed, then the entire eruv becomes pasul because of the rule bifratz lemakom ha'aser lo. This is the logical conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaten Ayin Beis. The Chazon Ish in Simen Pei Tes Sifkaten Zayin writes this, and if I sarcastically add the Hebrew is not good enough, Rabbi Ribiat says this explicitly as well in his Halachos of Hotzah in the 39 Malachos. Therefore, the issue of karpef is a very serious one, even though it's a hard sugya to understand. So let's take one of the topics and thereby shed some light, Be'ezer Hashem, that will have a little bit more clarity in applying the halachos from our sugya. How is it that one can construct an Eruv in a city, which clearly, those Tzuras HaPesach are clearly hukaf ledira? There's a lot of domestic life going on in that community. However, in the community, there's also a park. And in that park, we have areas that are clearly not hukaf ladira. Every once in a while, the park will be entirely open to the community, or the park will be closed off entirely. And then the question becomes, how could you carry in the park? And if the park is not closed off, and it has a pirtz of yeser me'eser, then it might be nifritzu l'mako ma'asur lo, and it could asur the entire eruv, as we mentioned before. So how do the poskim go about dealing with this? Well, the first thing that we need to internalize are some amazing diyukim by the Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Simen Shin Nun Ches. The Be'er Halacha is medayek in Rashi in the beginning of our perek. On Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, going to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Mishnayos already began to make mention of a karpef. Because we had there in the Mishnah, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, two lines on the top, Amru lo, lo amru beis asayim, ela legina ule karpef. They're only a requirement of having something that is less than 70 amos by 70 amos is regards to a garden and a karpef. However, if you have things that are dear, so are a muktza, so then in such a case, that is no longer included in the Yisur Derabbanan. The Be'er Halacha points out that from what seems to emerge from Rashi, and the poskim seem to run with the Be'er Halacha's diyukim, is that for something to be called a karpef or a gina, it's something that people normally don't go in and out of often. It's something that's designated for example, for planting, a gina that's designated for planting. However, if you have an area that's wide open, that doesn't necessarily become automatically a karpif. The best example of that is a distinction in the Shulchan Aruch between an area that is clear from the Gemara is considered a karpif that had vegetables that were growing inside, which is referred to in the poskim as zra'im, versus, as we're going to have later on, the Gemara on Chaf Hei says that if you plant trees, according to Rav Nachman, says the Shulchan Aruch that we paskin like Rav Nachman, that is considered hukaf ledira. Let's see that in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Nud Ches, Sif Tes, Karpef Yoser Misasayim, Shuhukaf ledira Venuta Rubo Ilanos. If the majority is planted with trees, so then in such a case, if the intention was to be makifit ledira, the trees are not mevatelit. Only the zra'im are mevatel. And the Mishnah Brura adds a very important line in Sif Katan Samach Hey. Da'avidi inshil lintoa ilanos bechatzeros kidei listofev bitzilon. It's normal for people to use trees as a domesticated use. If they would be using it just to plant apples, so then in such a case, that's not hukaf ledira. And then one would argue that part of the rule of karpef, and it resembles a rishus harabim, and then it will be usur, and then it could go so far as to passel the entire eruv. But if the trees are there for shade, so then in such a case, that would be enough to remove its status of karpef, one could argue, according to Mishnah Brura. One could argue, therefore, that when it comes to a park that has trees, there it's made ladiras ha'adam, and that would not qualify as a karpef, and it's different than an open area that's planted for vegetables and wheat and so on that resembles more of a rishus harabim. This is also the position of the Tshuvas Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer in Or HaChaim Simin Tzadihei, as well as the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, in his Shal Sutshuva Simin Lamites Oz Gimel, they're both Medayek from the Rashi, along the lines of what we had said. They don't talk only about trees, but they extend it to all areas, open areas as well. That from Rashi, it seems that any area that's common for people to walk back and forth through, it's a common area that's used as a thoroughfare or a park that's made for strolling. In such a case, that does not qualify as a karpef. There is a strong kasha on this, though, with an important answer. In Shulchan Aruch, Shin Nun Ches Aleph, one could have argued that the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is almost the exact opposite of this. And that is, the Mechaber writes, Kol Hekev Shelo Hukal Fadira, Kegon Ganos Upardesim. He talks specifically about orchards and gardens. And here, the prototypical example of a Hekev, of a karfef, is a garden and a park and an orchard. So how could we possibly use the definitions of the Chsam Sofer and what we pointed out from the Be'er Halacha if at the end of the day the words of the Shulchan Aruch seem to be directly opposed to this? Now, if we follow the simple reading of the words of the Shulchan Aruch, then it would be a problem to construct an Erev in most communities today, because many communities have an area of 70 Amos by 70 Amos that are designated for Ganos Upardesim. How could we reconcile the Shulchan Aruch with the Be'er Halacha, with the Chsam Sofer, with the simple reading of Rashi? So Rav Meir Arik in his Sefer Imre Yosher is quoted by the Pnei Halacha on Daf Yud Ches as giving a beautiful answer. The Bach already in Shin Nun Ches says that these Ganos and Pardesim are not today's parks. They are orchards that were once upon a time designated for fruits. There, the surrounding walls were there to protect it, to protect the fruits from robbers and so on. Think about the orchards in a medieval state. Over there, the area was protected, designated. It wasn't made for dira. It was made to show off its beautiful fruits and possibly, maybe, for a couple of people to stroll around every once in a while. But it was not an area that was planted for itself, for people to be able to go there and relax. If that's so, then the simple application from our Shulchan Aruch to apply Ganos Upardesim of the Shulchan Aruch to our parks would not be relevant, and our parks today would be closer to things that qualify as Hukaf Ladira or Designate Ladira Saltam Laknisa Uyetziya Tamid, and therefore our parks would not have the din of, many of them would not have the din of Karpathim. However, there needs to be an important caveat. If we're going to use the Svar of Yitzia and Hachnasa Tamid, so then if one had a park that is closed at times, that at times it's restricted, and people aren't always allowed to go in and out, then that might be, not be something that is designated Ladira. If that would be so, then those areas might have a real shaila of carrying inside of them, and they would not be like the regular parks that are clearly designated for Diras Ha'adam L'Stofev Betzel, and maybe those areas would be problematic. And therefore we conclude this halacha from the Daily Daf, leaving off with a question about restricted baseball fields that are only open at certain times of the day, or botanical gardens, where it's not necessarily made for constant dira l'knisa l'yitzia, particularly when it comes to gardens, one needs to also decide whether it has a din l'stofev betzel. It could very well be that most of those halachos have a din of zriya. So if it's something that's all the time open, so then in such a case, then the Be'er Halacha's definition would be operative and one could rely on it. However, if it's something that's restricted, so then it would be problematic. Finally, it is quoted in the name of the Divrei Chaim that the Divrei Chaim was even more machmir, that the Divrei Chaim said that the only heter that we had from the Gemara on Daf Chav Hei was an area that has trees that were made l'stofev l'tzel. What happens to rose gardens and botanical gardens? So then in such a case, the Divrei Chaim is not convinced at all that doesn't qualify as a karpef, that's hukaf l'zriya. On the other hand, we have the definition of the Be'er Halacha, that if it's something that people are constantly going in and out of, so then in such a case, that could also qualify as designated l'shimush ha'adam, l'chnisu l'yitzia. And there is a lot of room today to be makel that as long as the area is not closed off to knisa and yitzia, that today there isn't much difference between an area that's designated for trees and shade, and an area that also has beautiful flowers. As long as it's open to people, lichnos v'latzeit, then it could very well be it does not have a din of karpef. This is an application of some of the halachos of karpef that emerge from the second perek of Erevin, whose issue is brought to the fore by the different shitas hatanoim in the Mishnah on Chavdalit.